Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. And normally Thursday is Wayne Allen Root Day. He is traveling back from an appearance at the White House with the president. Wonder what that was all about. We'll find out tomorrow because he is flying now, but will be, I know. But he is going to be back with us tomorrow. He will join us on our show. So make sure you listen, and we'll find out how this thing all went down. And the president is just amazing. Our first guest today, I'm so excited because whenever she's on, I always get people saying, I love that gal. More. Well, we're going to give you more. Jessie Jane Duff is a retired gunnery sergeant and a member of the Trump 2020 advisory board. So much going on. Jessie Jane Duff, how you been?
Oh, it's a fabulous week. And I would say do not let your hearts be troubled out there because this president is going to kick this one all the way over the goalpost. I am just dismayed at what this flimsy impeachment hearing is looking like. It's gotten worse and worse, further from what they were originally trying to allude. They were trying to say that there was a quid pro quo. Then they did a survey, found out that that didn't sound too well to the American public, so they had to go after a bribery allegation. And when they found no evidence of bribery, it's all based upon feelings and emotions now. He hurt our feelings, basically. And I'm being a little, facetious, but when you listen to what these allegations are, there is no offense there. The fact that they are trying to essentially state that this president was trying to get favors from the Ukraine when the Ukraine has come back and stated they were never under any pressure, never got any favors, and they were trying to say that he was going after his political opponent when we clearly see he was not just because Joe Biden's running for election to president in 2020 does not exempt him from the misconduct that occurred in the Ukraine in 2015. It does not exempt him from that. And when we've become a country where you cannot even call out the improper conduct of the Obama administration, we now are doing a massive cover-up for those who have done everything to undermine our country. They want to keep talking about the Constitution and undermining good order and the sanctity of our democracy. Well, that's exactly what Joe Biden, his son, the Democratic Party, the Steele dossier, the FISA warrant. May I go on? The Horowitz report clearly showed that the FBI was corrupt. It was corrupt. They're altering and manufacturing documents to ensure that they could get FISA warrants on the Trump campaign. This should scare every American. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a liberal. I don't care what you are. You should be terrified that the government has gotten this type of control to go after a citizen in a false way to present a case against them. Because if it's not the president, next time it could be the president you do before, or it could be you.
Are you surprised that in the latest polling Tuesday in Quinnipiac, that they apparently find that 51% of registered voters favor acquittal and they don't want the president impeached and removed. Are you surprised that the American people are this smart to see through Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi and this horrible narrative that they're putting out about the president?
I can't say I'm surprised. I'm so close to the campaign. Obviously, I already know the facts. I analyze this every single day. But what dismays me is that the impact that CNN, MSNBC, these people actually hired Andrew McCabe and John Brennan. John Brennan, the former CIA director who has flagrantly lied to Congress about utilizing the Steele dossier, gone on national television talking about all of the impeachable offenses of the president, trying to categorically say that anybody who supports the president is supporting a liar and a deceitful person while he himself has lied. These networks hired the former FBI, FBI director, Andrew McCabe, and the CIA director who have directly been involved in this entire impeachment operation, from all the way from the Mueller investigation all the way down. And what dismays me is that at 51%, if we did not have such a corrupt media, then it would probably be at 75%. Because CNN nonstop, when you look at all the hearings and you watch one of the shows, such as like, Howie Kurtz's show that's on, Howard Kurtz on Fox News, what is it, Media Buzz.
Yes.
He showed an analysis of what these networks were running as far as testimony. And it was heavily to the left. Like 2/3 of the testimony they would air, if not more, were the liberal professors, and maybe only a minute and a half of the one conservative that they had there, basically stating there was no impeachment. When you think about Andrew McCabe going on to these networks and voicing as if he's a credible person when he got fired from the FBI for lying, all the corruption that these networks have gotten themselves into, that you have to be almost shocked that we hit 51%, because the media has been adamantly not supporting this president. Am I shocked from a integrity perspective? Absolutely not. That the American people have gotten off of this CNN, have gone and read enough articles, have started to read things, and if they watch the hearings themselves on C-SPAN and they've seen these fabulous Republicans who have gotten more airtime than they've ever had before. Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Shane Boggs from Arizona, the lady from New York, and I'm sorry I forgot her name, the young lady, the youngest elected congresswoman out of New York. Watching them nail these doggone Democratic witnesses who never witnessed anything, watching them grill Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who wore his shiny uniform to look like he was credible, to go undermine the President of the United States and talk about how he felt, not about facts, but how he felt, and then that he went to the Ukraine and told them not to listen to the President of the United States. That is probably single-handedly the greatest thing that has happened for the Republicans, to get this on television, because now people can watch the hearings and they can hear the opposition and they can hear Republicans' voices who have been silenced by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, of course, up there trying to prevent any form of order, good order for the conservatives. It's amazing that we're coming out ahead with this, because the facts are on our side.
Again, joining us, Jesse Jane Duff, the retired gunnery sergeant and a member of the 2020 Trump reelect campaign. Let me just ask you, the rally Tuesday in Pennsylvania, I thought was absolutely amazing. But you were
in
Hershey, Pennsylvania, you were part of an event. A little birdie told me that you and the vice president were cozying up in, what was it, Rochester, Pennsylvania?
Rochester, Pennsylvania. We went to VFW, Veterans Foreign War Post, I believe it was 128 in Rochester, Pennsylvania. And don't let my head get too big. I mean, the vice president knows my name, shook my hand, because I'm the co-chair for Veterans for Trump, and I got to welcome him into the VFW, and then I got to introduce him. I had over 200 veterans, about 250 men and women, standing and counting cadence. They were doing cadence to get him to come out, and they were singing motivation and dedication after I call it. And then I gave them a very brief synopsis of what this administration has done for veterans, the $86.5 billion into the Veterans Administration that we have never gotten before, Veterans Affairs. What we've also gotten is $8.6 or $8.9 billion for mental health care. We have now 172 VA walk-in clinics for suicide prevention, mental health care. We knew veterans were committing suicide in parking lots. We have removed over 4,000 VA employees, or suspended them or demoted them, who were not doing their performance of their duties. This is an agency with 377,000 employees. You couldn't fire them. We had veterans dying waiting to be seen by the VA. That has all stopped. So when I look at what has happened under this, I had that crowd so excited when the vice president came out. He says, how can I follow Jesse Jane Duff? I died laughing because I said, wow, I hit a home run. So, yeah, my ego's a little big now, people. I mean, I'm thinking I'm popular. I didn't go down to Hershey. It was another, I believe, 3 to 5 hour drive, and I really had to get to work the next day. But I watched that president speak in Hershey, and I listened to every single word. And if you don't have it on television, you could pull it up on Twitter. You go to @TeamTrump, and they literally have it live streaming on Twitter. And I'm sure on the campaign's Facebook page, which is official Team Trump, you can watch this live right there from your laptop or computer, and you feel like you're there. He called out Lisa Page, told her, I love you, Lisa, because that Horowitz report showed her affair with Strozak and Page and what they were doing to get their insurance policy. He told the Americans, you are the elite. You are the ones that they talk poorly about, but you're the hardworking Americans. We have the lowest rate of unemployment. You're educated. You're smart. You are the elite. I was absolutely giddy. I mean, giddy, if that's a word, but that was me.
By the way, just to give props where they are deserved, Elise Stefanik is the member of the House from New York 21.
Yes.
And she was brilliant during the Intelligence Committee hearings. Absolutely spot on.
And she has not always been on step with the president. So this is not somebody who was just drinking from Kool-Aid or whatnot. Not that anybody who supports the president is, but I want it to be known. She has been critical. But in this case, she came out swinging because she knew it was unjust. She knew it was unfair. She knew it was probably illegal, everything that's going on. And she called them out. The Freedom Caucus. I was in Mar-a-Lago 2 weeks ago when the Center for Security Policy gave an award. It's a Freedom Award that we give out every year, and it gave it to the entire Freedom Caucus. And when Congressman Boggs spoke, he said the reason we vehemently support the president is he says exactly what we run on: less government, break up the uniparty, break up the swamp. Do not allow taxpayers' money to be mistreated or abused, and stop the government corruption. That is the foundation of the Freedom Caucus, which has Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and several other members, about 80 of them, many anonymously, because they are hit hard from the left. But I got to tell you, folks, our Republican Party, our Republicans have really come together. We couldn't have said that back in 2016. We had the Paul Ryans, we had the Rhinos, we had people that were just not helping us. And now they know you better get on board, because if you don't, we're going to watch our nation collapse under this socialist scam operation that these men and women are trying to do on the Democratic side to undermine a duly elected president. We are not Venezuela. We are not the Soviet Union. We are the United States of America. And if we cannot stand for justice when it comes to our own president who was duly elected, then we've lost. We've lost, and no president will ever be safe from this type of harassment and derangement ever again.
Jesse Jane Duff, our final minutes, retired gunnery sergeant and a member of the Trump 2020 advisory board. What is the game plan during the Senate trial? Because obviously the House Judiciary Committee, as we speak, is marking up two articles of impeachment. It's almost a given that this will be going to the Senate. Will the president be active? Will he be tweeting out? Will he be live tweeting as the proceedings continue?
Oh, come on. You already know the answer to that question. Look, I don't know what the president plans to do or not do, but if I was a betting woman and I had enough money to bet, that would be the first thing. This president is fearless, and he does not allow anybody to trample upon him without fighting back. If you read The Art of the Deal, he talks about if you allow people to degrade you, put you down, and you don't fight back, they see you as a chump. And I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially, he doesn't allow people to state lies about him. I was just looking at a 2017 tweet where he had posted that the Steele dossier has been found to be a false narrative. It is a fake dossier. And how many media outlets went after him after that. How many reporters were just, if you follow on Twitter, you've seen multiple reporters getting called out for every time they said the Steele dossier was based upon fact, nothing has been disproven, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In 2017, he was called crazy by the left. He was told by CNN, he was being allegated against on CNN that the dossier had ample evidence of Russia collusion and that he was inappropriate to be elected to president. Now you got Adam Schiff saying he has to be removed. I believe it was Schiff who said he has to be removed because you can't have a fair election with him. What the heck are these people talking about? Their definition of fair is when they have Hillary Clinton taking money from foreign governments and funneling it into her foundation. When we got the Fusion GPS, when we got Hillary Clinton funneling money from the campaign into the Steele dossier to undermine her opponent, is that considered a fair election? When is Hillary Clinton's campaign going to be held accountable? Because if it's just a campaign, I dare to say Hillary knew all about it.
Well,
when are they
going to
be held accountable?
Jesse, I'll tell you what the magic words are. John Bull Durham. I can't wait for that.
Hey. I can't wait either. You and me, my God, we got to have a party in a bar and toast every time he calls out the Clinton associations, the Obama administration. I mean, we might end up not making it out that, and we might be passed out drunk by the time it's done, because this is going to be riveting. Horowitz's report was limited because Comey refused to speak to him. He no longer worked for the FBI. Lisa Page refused. So did Peter Strzok. I dare to say anybody who no longer worked at the FBI did not give him a statement. So it was a limited view. But he did see that the FBI had altered the evidence going to the FISA court just so that they could put surveillance upon the Trump campaign.
Hey,
Game over, people.
Jesse, I got to run. Thank you so much. You have yourself a very Merry Christmas, a great holiday season. And I know we'll talk again in the at the beginning of the year. Thank you so much. Always good. Your friendship is greatly appreciated.
Semper Fi, Devil Dogs. Have a great week.
There you go. Jesse Jane Duff, retired gunnery sergeant and a member of the Trump 2020 Advisory Board. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
It's magic. That's the way it feels in Toyland at Economy Drug. For what they'd like best for Christmas, bring your kids to Toyland at Economy Drug and see what captures their imaginations. Just like always, Economy Drug has more new and wonderful things than we can tell you about here. You'll have to come see for yourself. They're going fast, so get them while they last at Toyland in Economy Drug, where there's more Christmas joy in the land of toys. Economy Drug, downtown Ely.
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights NHL hockey team. Pre-game begins tonight at 4:30. Right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Oh, you gotta love that. I'm getting into the Christmas spirit. Coming up, I'm very excited because there has been, well, in fact, right now they are going through the markup in the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler's committee, and it's a little bizarre listening to this. It's almost like the tale of two worlds, where you got the world of Democrats, totally different than the world of Republicans. We'll talk about that and hold up. Fred Lucas will join us top of the hour from the White House. He presents the Daily Signal, the White House correspondent. It's going to be a busy, busy day. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump again being debated by the House Judiciary Committee along party lines as Democrats accuse the president of abusing his power and obstructing Congress when it comes to a phone call with Ukraine's leader. Here's Democratic Representative Valdez Vanita Demings.
That the president abused his power.
the precious power of his office to coerce a country that was dependent on us. And he did it for personal gain, and he should be held accountable.
Meanwhile, Republicans like Georgia's Doug Collins call the impeachment ordeal, in his words, a sham and a travesty. First-time unemployment claim filings up last week. Around 252,000 were filed. That's 49,000 above the previous week's level. This is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff, and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
make it so.
Make it so. Make it so.
You gotta love it. Getting ready for the Christmas season. So excited. Meanwhile, in Washington, they are marking up articles of impeachment in the House Judiciary Committee. Let's check in with Louis Gohmert from Texas, a congressman and a Republican. Here
it's
it is.
Amazing how the majority can take two positions that counterindicate each other. First of all, they say there was no effort by Republicans, including President Trump, to stop interference from foreign countries. We hear that over and over, including yesterday and today. And yet the only way to step up and do what President Obama refused to do, if you remember, President Obama belittle President Trump, candidate Trump, for saying he was concerned about outside interference. And in fact, President Obama made a mockery of anybody that was so stupid that they thought somebody like Russia or others might interfere and affect our election. He made fun of them. He wouldn't do anything about outside interference because apparently he must have thought the outside interference was going to help Hillary Clinton. As we've heard, there apparently are some people that certainly are accused in Ukraine of doing all they could to help Hillary Clinton. In fact, it was unheard of to have a foreign ambassador in our country step up and do some, come out with support for Hillary Clinton. So what we continue to see is projecting. Somebody on their side engages in illegal or improper conduct, and that's what they accuse President Trump or us of doing. And all of this self-righteousness about, you know, for political purposes, I mean, this is from a transcript from December 1st, 1943, when President Roosevelt was talking to Marshal Stalin. He's talking with Stalin. This is in apparently in Tehran, their meeting. But he wanted to talk to him about internal American politics. And from stenographers, they say that President Roosevelt said there was there were in the United States 6 to 7 million Americans of Polish extraction. As a political man, he didn't want to lose their votes, and he was explaining he couldn't go public. He didn't care when basically the Soviet Union took over Poland. He didn't care if they cut down Poland's borders from the east and from the west. And he goes on to say, they say jokingly, that when the Soviet armies invade and occupy these areas of Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, he did not intend to go to war with the Soviet Union on this point, but he continues to emphasize, you know, some of these things he can't go public with. These kind of things have gone on by Democrats for many decades, and here they come after the one guy he wants to get to the bottom of 2016 foreign interference. And what do they accuse him of? Of getting foreign interference. No, you can't root out foreign interference until you know what it was. So you can't have it both ways. Well, I guess the Democratic Party can't have it both ways, but this has got to stop before it goes too much further. I yield back.
The gentleman yields back. The, for what purpose does Mrs. Cicilline seek recognition? Oh, I'm sorry. Who is?
We do.
For what purpose does Mr. Chabot seek recognition?
Strike last word.
Up next is Steve Chabot. Steve Chabot from Ohio. And apparently we lost the feed. Sorry about that. We've lost the
most
feed.
Most corrupt nation on
Earth. Oh, here we go. Steve Chabot from Ohio,
that
a Republican.
Hunter Biden had just put himself right smack dab in the middle of that corruption, and that even though Democrats and many of their friends in the media would have you believe that this, the Burisma, Biden corruption, that this was all just the vast right-wing conspiracy allegation, when in actuality, it was the Obama administration that raised this issue first. Back in 2015, George Kent reported his concerns about Hunter Biden to the vice president's office. And the former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, sorry about that, said she was coached by the Obama administration on how to answer pesky questions related to Hunter Biden and Burisma. That might arise during her Senate confirmation process. And nearly every single witness who testified at the Intelligence Committee impeachment inquiry agreed that Hunter Biden's Burisma deal created, at the very least, the appearance of a conflict of interest. Yet the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee under Chairman Schiff and now Democrats in this committee are determined to sweep all this under the rug, ignore it, not let us call witness on it, instead rush to impeach this this president. You've got the vice president, Joe Biden, in charge of overseeing our Ukrainian policy, and his son, Hunter Biden, receiving $50,000 a month, even though he had no identifiable expertise in energy or in Ukraine, yet the Democrats wouldn't let us call witnesses or delve into this. And it was interesting that Joe Biden got in an argument with a man at one of his events in Iowa recently, called the man a liar and challenged him to a push-up contest and spouted off a bunch of other malarkey. And now the committee, this committee is conducting an impeachment investigation against President Trump based on, as Professor Turley put it recently, wafer-thin evidence, and they're ignoring evidence of something that truly doesn't smell right. Wafer-thin evidence. And this was a professor who acknowledged that he had not voted for President Trump. In fact, all four witnesses who testified, none of them had voted for him. But he said wafer-thin evidence. That's what we're being called to impeach a president on. And while we're doing that, there are so many things that are getting ignored. Now, it looks like one thing, the USMCA, a trade deal, which is very important to replace NAFTA. It looks like we might actually get that across the finish line. I certainly hope so, because it'll be good for the country. It's bipartisan. But I think if there's anything good to come out of this impeachment, it's probably that that actually will get passed, because the Democrats want to show we did something. We did something, because they haven't done much of anything else. Very little has passed into law. We had 68,000 Americans who died from opioid overdoses last year alone. I think it was 70,000 the year before that. And even though the number's gone down a bit, it's not necessarily because we're doing a whole lot better. It's because we actually, because of Narcan, not quite as many people are dying, but there are just as many people that are involved with this scourge, these opioids and other drugs. Our southern border is still a sieve. We have far too many people coming across our southern border. That's something we ought to be able to work on in a bipartisan manner in this committee, to do something about that, and our asylum laws, which need to be reformed. We got a $22 trillion debt hanging over our head. The reason I'm mentioning these issues, this committee has jurisdiction over all these things and isn't doing a thing, because we've been spending all our time for the last year on impeachment in one form or another. But I have a bill, a balanced budget amendment, which would actually move in the right direction to doing something about that. We should have done it years ago. Those are all in our jurisdiction. Other things like infrastructure, not in our jurisdiction, but the United States Congress ought to act on it. We have our highways and our bridges are crumbling in this country. It's actually something we generally agree on, but the Democrats probably don't want the president to take any credit for that, so that's not likely to happen. It's unfortunate, taking up all this time on impeachment when there are so many other things that we ought to be working on for the benefit of the American people.
What purpose does Mr. Sensenbrenner seek?
There you go. There you have it. More from the hearings. These are the markup hearings. This essentially gets a proposal to the floor of the United States House of Representatives. In this case, what they're pushing are two articles of impeachment. I want to ask you a question, though, before we go to break. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, you can choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts at all, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. A break, and then we'll come back and we'll return you to the House Judiciary Committee markup. Two articles of impeachment against the president, Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. you get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Great to have you with us. Live and local now, Kevin Wall with you. Let's take you back to the House Judiciary Committee, the markup. And do we know who we have on right now?
I believe it's Mr. Biggs.
Mr. Biggs. Very good. Let's take you back to, and Biggs, by the way, is a Republican. So here we go.
Spheres of interest. Having Hunter Biden on board, the owner of Burisma wanted to correct the image and to get cover because authorities are scared by the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. Hunter Biden, using the political capabilities of his family, acted as a rescue buffer between Burisma and Ukrainian law enforcement agencies. He's working the company of a corrupt official smells. Now, so let's take a look at the document, the transcript they keep our colleagues keep referring to. Page 4, the other thing President Trump says, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution. A lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the Attorney General would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. That is the essence of what they want to impeach President Trump for. So it begs the question, it simply begs the question, really. Do you get immunity? Is it an immunity-granting event to have a relative run for public office? Do you get immunity for that? Let's flip it on its end. The question is, does the president have the authority to request an investigation? Most assuredly. He mentions the attorney general here. It is clear that he would like an investigation into the corruption surrounding the Ukraine. Because what does President Zelensky go on to say? He goes on to talk about trying to restore the honesty in his country. That's what he's talking about. You got the attorney general. You got the president of both countries acknowledging that there's corruption, and let's get it fixed up. And it leads you back to this whole question of the Democrats wanting to impeach President Trump for these amorphous abuse of power issues, these amorphous abuse of Congress or issues, obstruction of Congress. It's just bizarre. So Hunter Biden is placed on the board of Burisma in 2014. Joe Biden calls for the removal of the chief prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, in 2016. In the meantime, evidence is clear that Burisma's company paid about $3.4 million to a company called Rosemont Seneca Boher, the company of Hunter and his partner Archer. That is really intriguing, the investigations surrounding Burisma's stop and the Burisma's reputation in Ukraine is low, and it was dubious even before this impeachment inquiry raised it to new attention. Now, let's face it. According to Ukrainian sources, Burisma is not on everybody's front burner in the Ukraine, but it is here because we were providing hundreds of millions of dollars to the Ukraine in foreign aid. And this president said, we need to stop corruption. He mentioned specifically the corruption that he had heard about. Is that impeachable? No. It's asking for an investigation to get to the bottom of it, because you do not get immunity just because your father is running for a public office, just because anyone related to you is running for public office. And I will tell you, this president has done a remarkable job in spite of 3 years of constant harassment by the Democrats of this body and the media on the left of this country. We have a great economy. He's trying to bring order to the border. We have more people working than ever before. This president has restored the military and actually prestige around the world. There are no more apology tours on the foreign policy side that we saw in the previous administration. He has really worked to make America's esteem and greatness reprise.
Gentlemen, the gentleman's time has expired. Mr. Cicilline, what purpose is
Mr. Move to strike the last word, Mr. Cicilline, Chairman.
You are recognized.
I want to just begin very quickly and respond to the gentleman from Ohio's lamenting about the productivity of this Congress, and remind my friends on the other side of the aisle and the American people that we have passed nearly 400 pieces of legislation since Democrats took the majority. 275 of those bills are bipartisan. They range in legislation to drive down the costs of prescription drugs, to protect coverage for pre-existing conditions, to provide equal pay for equal work, to raise the minimum wage for 33 million Americans, the biggest anti-corruption bill since Watergate, H.R. 1, legislation to restore net neutrality, to respond to the climate crisis, universal background checks, and we recently completed negotiations on the new trade deal. So the list is exhaustive. Sadly, 80% of those bills are lying on Mitch McConnell's desk awaiting action. So I urge my colleagues, maybe instead of trying to mischaracterize what is one of the most productive Congresses in modern history, we ought to assert some energy in persuading Mitch McConnell to do his job and bring those bills to the floor. Now let's get back to the facts of this impeachment hearing. First and foremost, there's just been this effort to really confuse what this is about and what this impeachment is about. It is about the President of the United States using the power of his office to smear a political opponent, to drag a foreign power into our elections, to corrupt the elections, and leverage hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to accomplish that objective. So this amendment would like to wish away the motive of the President to engage in this corrupt scheme. But you can't wish it away, you can't amend it away. The facts are the facts. The allegations that we're talking about here originated in 2015. And that's according to the minority report as well. And in 2017 and 2018, foreign assistance was provided by Ukraine. What happened in 2019? What changed? The President is losing in a national poll by double digits to Joe Biden. Those are the facts. Third, multiple witnesses, Trump administration officials, testified that Vice President Biden did nothing wrong, including Mr. Kent, Ambassador Yovanovitch, Mr. Holmes, Ambassador Volker. Vice President Biden's firing of the prior prosecutor was done in accordance with official U.S. policy. It was approved by the Justice Department. It was the policy of the United States. It was supported by the European Union and many countries throughout Europe and a bipartisan coalition in Congress. This was a corrupt prosecutor. It was official U.S. policy that the vice president
was executing. There you have it. We'll try and get you more from that congressional markup. They're marking up, believe it or not, articles of impeachment, two articles of impeachment in the House Judiciary Committee. They could be voting on them as soon as tomorrow, believe it or not. And then next week, I guess it goes to the full House, very possibly for a vote. We are coming on the cusp of impeachment, believe it or not. Coming up, Fred Lucas, what's the attitude from the White House? We'll get White House perspective coming up from Fred Lucas. Also, more on what's going on in Washington with the House Judiciary Committee and their markup. We'll be doing that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. More to come as we continue live and local now.